Cactus. Welcome to the 12th episode of PLA Radio. In this episode, you're going to learn a few ways to make free phone calls. And then you're going to hear a ton of voicemails that have been piling up for months. Lots of thanks to Computer Wiz from the Cellcast podcast, who created the song that you heard in the introduction. You can listen to his podcast about cell phone technology at cellcast.awardspace.com. So let's get started on the free calls. Imagine you're stranded at a payphone with no money and you really need to call home. Well, if you've got your iPod with you and you listen to PLA Radio, then you're in luck. The tones you heard on the beginning of this show are called Redbox tones, and they're all you need to place a free local phone call from a payphone. It works like this. You go to a payphone, dial zero, and you ask your operator to dial a local number for you. When the operator asks you for 50 cents, you play two of the tones from the beginning of this program. Each tone represents a quarter.
Welcome to Quest. For service in English, press 1. Please hold for operator assistance.
Hi, this is Marissa. How may I help you?
Oh God, this payphone here, it's got all kinds of, there's like Twinkies and semen and stuff all squishied in the keys, and I can't dial anything. Well, I dialed zero, but I had to use a Kleenex. And can you just dial a local number for me?
Okay, what number?
926-5727.
541, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you want to pay with coins?
Sure.
Okay, just go ahead and put it in.
All right. Two coins?
Two coins. Two quarters. Okay, thanks for request. Here's your call.
Thank you.
Redboxing only works from payphones owned by your local phone company. So if your local phone company is Quest, then you have to use a Quest payphone. If your local phone company is Verizon, you have to use a Verizon payphone. And so on. Redboxing used to work for long-distance calls, but apparently it doesn't anymore. Sometimes you can call numbers that are slightly out of your local calling area, but not too far. It's unlikely you're going to be able to call anyone out of state. If you'd like to learn a little more about Redboxing, visit phonelosers.org/redbox. And congratulations! By downloading this episode of PLA Radio, you're now in possession of a toll fraud device. Another way of getting a free call from a payphone is to bill it to a random number out of the phone book. Assuming your payphone has a phone book attached to it, you pick a name out of the white pages and ask the operator to bill the call to your home phone. When she asks for the number you want to bill it to, you give her the random number that you picked out of the white pages. And when she asks for your name, you give her the name that's attached to that number. She'll call the person to verify charges, and in most cases, the recipient will either misunderstand the operator or they'll think it's a family member who has the same name.
Quest Communications, please enter your destination number now. Quest. Press 0 for rate information and other options. Please select one of the following billing options. Please hold. Your call is being transferred.
This is Shirley. Rate quote is available upon request. How are you paying for the call?
Hi, could I charge this to my home phone?
Is somebody in your home to say it's okay?
I believe so.
Okay, what is the area code and number you're billing to?
Yeah, it's 505-329.
Thank you. And your name?
Carl Engstrom.
Thank you, Carl. One moment, please. Hello? Hi, this is the Quest operator. Carl is calling to a different number and billing it to your number. A rate quote is available upon request. Will you accept the charges?
Yes, I will.
Thank you. You have a good evening.
If it doesn't work the first time, just try again, and it'll most likely work. You can call anywhere in the world like this. The only downside to this is once the person that you billed the call to gets their phone bill, they're probably going to see the phone number of the person that you called on it. So you probably don't want to be calling home to your mother this way. And the last trick to get free phone calls is to impersonate a phone company technician, which is easier than you might think. You look in the front of the phone book for the phone company's toll-free billing office or repair office. You call that number and get a live person on the line and claim that you're a technician with that phone company and you're trying to reach some other department. Just make up some random name for the department, it doesn't even matter, and ask them if they can transfer you to that department and give them the phone number since they won't know it because it doesn't exist. It'll go something like this.
For calling Bell South about your business telephone service. For English, press 1. Para Español, oprima el número 2.
Bell South Small Business, Olivia speaking, how may I help you?
Oh, hello, this is Small Business. I was trying to get a hold of the PLA radio department. I'm an outside tech here in Tampa.
This is Small Business Office.
Is there any way I could be transferred back over there? I don't know.
To where?
The PLA radio department. It got me over here to this department somehow.
PLA radio department?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find a number. You know a number?
Oh, yeah, I got their number here.
Okay.
It's
618-465-4545. Okay.
4545.
618-465-4545.
Yep, that's it.
Okay, hold on just a moment.
Thanks.
The great thing about this trick is that the person you call is going to see the caller ID of some random phone company line. So in a way, not only do you get free phone calls this way, but you also get an untraceable call. It's best to use the billing office to do this, but if it's after hours, you can call repair, which is usually open 24 hours a day. Keep in mind that all three of these methods for getting free phone calls is completely illegal. So if you decide to do any of this, you do it at your own risk. And you probably just shouldn't do it at all, even though the red boxing thing is pretty cool.
Let's go live now to Detroit, Michigan, where CNN affiliate Alex Carbon is covering the annual computer hacker convention called RubyCon. Alex?
Thank you, Dan. I'm standing here with some of the attendees of this year's RubyCon hacker convention. Let's talk to a few of them. Hello there, sir. Can you tell me, young man, what's the biggest thrill you get when cracking into a computer system?
Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law.
Do you ever worry about getting caught while hacking?
Paranoia, paranoia, everybody's coming to get me.
I see, and are you paranoid only while hacking, or is it all of the time?
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
Who is it that you feel is watching you?
Maybe it's a government.
Okay then, how about you, son? What's your name?
My name is what? My name is what? My name is what?
Sir.
My name is what?
Sir.
My name is what? My name is.
Sir, just tell me your name. There's no reason to be nervous.
Name's Shady.
Hello, Mr. Shady. What do you say to the federal agents who try and keep hackers from compromising computer systems?
We're not gonna take it.
We always hear about hackers writing viruses. Who writes these viruses?
Wasn't me.
No, of course not. I wasn't implying anything.
You're a stupid-ass, dumb fucking idiot!
Alright then, how about you, sir? Why do hackers write this malicious code that wreaks havoc on the world's internet?
That's just the way it is!
But don't you feel a little guilty about the problems that this causes?
Oh, cry me a river.
Let's talk about stealing credit card numbers. Do you steal credit card numbers?
Used to have a little, now I have a lot.
Really? So you admit that you've stolen credit cards? Aren't you a little worried about getting into trouble for this?
What I need is a good defense, 'cause I'm feeling like a criminal.
Let's say that you get caught and go to jail for your actions. Is it worth it?
Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it.
And what kind of punishment do you think you deserve for hacking?
You can just spank me.
Okay. I've been told it's not easy hacking a website today like it was just a few years ago. What do you think about this? If you could give some advice to an aspiring hacker, what would it be?
Be smart, don't be a retard.
Just a minute, sir, where are you going? I have a few more questions for you. Okay, well there you have it. I am Alex Carbon, reporting for CNN. Dan?
Thank you.
is Radio Show PBX. To listen to episodes of Default Radio, press 1. For Radio Freak America, press 2. For Binary Revolution Radio, press 3. For Belcore Radio, press 4. For NS-AT&T Radio, press 5. For Hacksaw Radio, press 6. For PLA Radio, press 7. And for HackerMind, press 8.
Natus from DailyFreak.com has set up a cool PBX phone system that allows you to listen to episodes of various hacker-themed radio shows, including PLA Radio. So if you ever want to listen to the show and you don't have your computer or MP3 player handy, you can call 712-432-7923, and you can pick any episode of PLA Radio that you'd like to listen to. Thanks, Natus, for including PLA Radio on your PBX. The rest of this episode is going to be nothing but voicemails I've received. They've been piling up for months and I haven't gotten around to putting them on the previous episodes, so here they are. We do have a new voicemail phone number now. Since PLA Radio started, I've been using a free voicemail service from K7.net, and you may have noticed the quality on those voicemails is pretty horrible. So I've upgraded to a paid voicemail account on Skype, where the quality of stored messages is much better. You can reach PLA Radio on Skype at 505-796-4020, or by calling the Skype name of phonelosers.org. Also, since I have my new voicemail box, I needed to create a new message for it, so I decided to pick a random old lady from the phone book to help me out. The old lady wasn't too cooperative with me, but it still produced good results.
Hello?
Hey, Grandma, it's Brad. I need you to help me leave a voicemail message on my machine.
Who's this?
It's your grandson. Can you just say, like, you know...
Wait a minute, you mean it's Paul?
Yeah, can you say, this is PLA Radio, nobody's here? Leave a message?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Could you just say, this is PLA Radio and nobody's here right now?
Why do I have to say that?
For my voicemail.
For what purpose?
So your voice will be on it, too, because I love you.
No, why?
Because I love you.
I don't hear from you in, what, 4 or 5 years, and you're calling me now... And ask me to do something because you love me?
Of course.
Then why haven't I heard from you all these years?
Just leave a message. Just say PLA.
No, I won't.
Come on. Please, Grandma. Why not?
I said no. I don't know what it's for, and I don't want to get involved.
You're so mean.
I know I'm mean, but you ask things that you really shouldn't be asking. You are expecting people to do things for you, but you don't want to turn around and return the favor.
I'll do you a favor
if you do me this one. No.
Come on, let's rekindle our relationship. So here's 20 minutes worth of voicemails. Some of them are funny and you might want to stick around and listen to them. Otherwise, you can just turn it off right now. I deleted about half of the voicemails because they were relay operators or had nothing to do with PLA, or the quality was just too bad to put on the show. If your message didn't make it on here, I apologize. But it's your fault for sucking.
You have new messages.
Fuck you, Brad Carter. This is the voice bridge, Muppet bitch.
This is the AT&T Internet Relay Service, CA3104, leaving a message. Hey, Brad, PLA Radio rocks, and Patrick's podcast is just fucking shit, in my opinion. Ha ha, go ahead.
Hey, RBCP, it's Ruckus. Calling to let you know I'm enjoying the show, and keep the Spaniards of it.
Hey, RB, we just finished up PLA Radio about the Orange County blockbusters, and you know, I think it was a really good show, and one of my friends says it was actually for the win. I don't know if you want to take that as you will, but I mean, some internet hackers would call it a compliment, I guess, to your fine work. But yeah, we're probably going to listen to some more, and we eagerly await the next edition of PLA Radio. And yeah, I just thought I'd call in and let you know. So I guess we'll see you around or something sometime. All right, bye, Arby. All right, you too, man. Yeah, all right.
Hey, Arby, this is New Bell. Yeah, I think it was kind of funny you trying to come up here and get my docs and everything, but you made one little mistake. I'm on the east side of the street, and the hospital's on the west side. I think you got their docs instead. Head nurse was, like, running up and down the street screaming this morning. I was like, what the heck is wrong with you? And she's like, some evil hacker came and took our docs away, and now people are, like, dying, and nobody can take care of our patients. I was like, oh, that sucks. But came inside, and I was, like, listening to my voicemail, and I heard your message, and I was like, oh, my God, hacks. It kind of made sense. But anyways, like I say, you might not want to drop those docs. I don't know where you'd drop them around here anyways. This place is flat as a pancake. But if you don't drop them, if you return them unharmed, they said that they'll give you whatever you want, money, drugs. Somebody even muttered they might even give you a cacti if you ask. But I think if you play your cards right, you might even be able to get more than one of those things. But yeah, give me a call. Let me know when you're coming. I'll arrange a little distraction here. I got some Krispy Kremes. I know it'll work on the pigs. I don't know if it'll work on the Quest people, but again, I never tried. So, yes, we'll see. But, yeah, don't drop them. That's pretty neat that you pulled it off, but not too cool. So, yeah, thanks. Bye.
No, you don't understand. Haxing blood marches through my veins like giant radioactive rubber pants. These pants command me. Do not ignore my veins.
I want to shove a cactus up my ass!
Hello, this is Sprint IP, CA7815, with a message. She's a sheet flitter. She's the best sheet flitter who ever split sheets.
Hey, man, this is Alex, and I'm a long-time listener to the PLA radio, and I know it's been that long since you guys started it, but anyway, I was hoping that call Mildred Monday back up, and maybe prank call her again. Maybe you guys could also talk about who exactly she is and why you guys started pranking her to begin with. Anyway, thanks a lot. Bye.
Hey, Alex. We started pranking Mildred in 1993 from a payphone at a movie theater I worked at, and she was such a spunky character that we continued to call her for the next decade or so. I actually did try and call her a few months ago to help me out with a PLA radio promo, but she was too smart for my antics. Here's the call.
Hello?
Hello, is this Mildred Monday?
Yes.
Hey, this is Brad Carter, and I wanted
who?
To. This is Brad Carter. I wanted to tell you about my podcast. It's called The Phone Losers of America Radio on the internet.
No, I'm not interested. Thank you.
But Mildred.
Will you shut it off, that cunt?
Hey, Mildred. Mildred.
Hey, Eric. I'm not Eric, but Brad Carter. Okay. I'm like your biggest fan. Okay. You have to get me on the show sometime, all right? I spent one whole night from online playing around. I was, like, up at 9 p.m. until 8 this morning just listening to your show on my PSP. And y'all are, and I mean, you're so awesome. I'm, like, your biggest fan already, and I only spent one night listening to y'all. So, yeah, call me back. Get me on the show. I mean, geez, I just want to be on the show because you're just so awesome. And, yeah, I'm just... Yeah, just let me know that you got this, all right? All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Hi, Brad. It's your girlfriend. I'm calling from work, so I have to be really quiet, but I miss you lots. I love you. Bye.
Oh, hey, it's me again. Brad, Carter. Okay, but just, you know, just in case you want to, you know, contact me and get me on the show, because, you know, I'm real desperate, because, I mean, I was up all night just listening to you guys, and I really want to be on the show. So, yeah, you know, you can prank call me or whatever. My name is Chris Frater, 214-607. No, wait, that's my home phone. 214-686. So, yeah, just call me, and it'll be great. Okay, bye-bye.
Hey, Chris. Glad you like the show. But it seems a little suspicious that you were reading your own name and number off a piece of paper.
You guys are faggots.
Hey, it's your biggest fan, Chris, again. You know, just clarifying, just call me. Let me know you got this message. Prank call me, whatever. 214-686. I'm your biggest fan. You know, just let you know. Okay, get me on the show, please. Okay, bye.
Yeah, RBCP, let's see how I can start this off, man. I'm a young black man. I'm 22 years of age. I'm a convicted felon. I was actually raised very properly, educated with this. News reporters, children, everything, so I have an education, but at the same time, I deny that I like the streets and all that criminal lifestyle. But anyway, let me see. Okay, when I was younger, I never understood how you could meet a female when you had two kids and stuff. You were so cool, but you had a girlfriend and two kids. I thought that as cool as people could be, they could just deny life, you know what I'm saying, and quit that cycle. But that's my problem now. I have a girlfriend and two kids. I see it's a part of growing up. I was about 13 years old when I first found the Phone Losers archives, you know what I'm saying? That was in 97, man. I learned so much from you, and also I was able to pick out anything that were not working in any of your text files, you know what I'm saying? And come on, new shit, whatever. But yeah, I learned how to shut off people's phones. My bus driver pissed me off, I shut off her phone. I was able to launch campaigns to tear it through the telephone, all thanks to you. That was 9 years ago. You taught me on this shit. The only thing I didn't like was your credit card article, because I didn't fuck with credit cards like that. I really am old school. I'm from the original chat lines, 97. I've been calling chat lines for 9 years. I'm only 22 years now. But I learned how to do credit cards from the chat. But he wants calling you because I'm in the good old days. I used to go to the library, print out like 100 pages worth of your stuff, and sit at home and love the shit out of it, man. That's all I want to say, man. RBCP. I remember that time that I actually was able to use your methods to get your phone number and call you and Colleen up. I don't know if you remember that shit. I was like in 2000. But yeah, man. Peace. Just want to say I love the shit. And boom, I don't know. That's it. Peace.
Hey, thanks for sticking around for so long. You don't know how happy it makes me to know that a decade ago I was helping 13-year-old black kids launch campaigns of terror.
Hey, Brad, you will call me back, right? Because I am your biggest fan and everything. Yeah, Chris Frater, in case, you know, you're famous and I just really want to talk to you because you're awesome. It's cool. Just call me so I can get on the show and I can talk, and just because I want to talk to Brad Carter. It's awesome. You're hilarious, dude. Call me back.
Hey, Chris, if that is your real name. Sorry I didn't call you, but I just don't want to talk to you. No offense. It's nothing personal. If you email me, I'll definitely reply, though.
Hi there. Your show is unbelievably hilarious. I was looking to see if you want any music done for it. I work for different self-employed people that make video games and whatnot. Just doing random projects, independent projects. Just doing their music for them. So if you want any music for your show, just mail me at burns@gmail.com.
I would definitely like for you to make tons of music for PLA Radio. Make all you want and send it to me. That goes for everyone listening. I'll take anything anyone can give me. Thank you in advance.
Hey, what's up? I really liked y'all's episode on the social engineering for the Blockbusters and the getting the password from the people at Sprint. I'm going to try that at Singular and see if I can get my mother's password for our account. I think you're the shit. Bye.
Cactus, PLA Radio. Thank you, and this is Sean Emerson, and PLA rocks. Cactus.
Dear Red Box Chili Pepper, after listening to your incredibly awesome podcast, I proceeded to social engineer certain businesses, and also I performed the same prank you performed on that one guy who claimed to be the father of podcasts, and performed that one on a next-door neighbor of mine who's very old, whose name is Ernie Rave, and then I used my webcam to record all of my neighbors throwing and banging on his front door, including one very angry man who threatened to kill him, which was fairly interesting. And just to let you know that I also tried it with someone I know in Canada, and Canadians are extremely nice. They don't really say anything for anything. But just so you know, it does piss off Americans, and they do make death threats. If you'd like, I could send you the video or a transcript of the call, and it'd be pretty bitchin' if you put this voicemail on your next podcast. All my friends would probably pee themselves and then forget about it in 3 days. But that'd be cool. Well, we got hacks, and keep up the good work.
Hey, this is DevilZ5212. Well, at least that's my name on the form. I really like the recording that you have. That's pretty cool. I'm just calling just to leave a message and say, hey, Yeah, I guess that's it. See ya.
Brad Carter, we love you.
Oh, God.
Hello, I was wondering if this is the radio voicemail. If you get this, please answer the phone, okay? Why are you not answering the phone when there's a call coming for you? Fucking that shit, man.
I don't believe you work at all those places. You would have had to been beige boxing. I know because I'm a phone loser.
Hey, dude, this is the guy that flooded out.
Hey, Parker, we got San Diego here. We got Gabby here. We got Monkey Boy here. We got El Dico, and we got the Packy guy.
Yes,
we all have a message for you. Who's left here?
Greg.
We got the smoking man, Greg, who's really high and just decided to be part of the podcast. And we all just want to say Cactus to you. So, on three, guys. A one, a two, a one, two, three. Cactus, 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 cactus.
Have a nice day. Oh, RBCP, you're great. I love you. The podcast is excellent. Keep up the good work.
Hey, this is Nate, the guy you trashed on MySpace. I was kind of mad, you know. I put a lot of time and effort into that. And that picture was from prom, and I went alone to prom just to prove my ex-girlfriend wrong. But anyway, I was wondering if you guys use Skype, so I'm using to call you. It displays the message it messes up the phone number so they can't trace it. Also, instead of texting, you could have emailed them, because there's a program for that too. Maybe you should search online. You wouldn't have to text 500 people. You just have to email them. But, you know, whatever.
Hey Nate, PLA Radio does use Skype, though I haven't bothered putting Skype out to very good use yet. I'm sorry about the MySpace thing. I have a really bad habit of leaving unconventional comments on everyone's MySpace that friends me. If any of you listeners would like me to upset you with horrible MySpace comments, you can try joining the PLA Radio MySpace page at myspace.com/PLA Radio.
RBCP. I always have a man crush on RBCP. I wish RBCP was in the bathroom stall I was going into. RBCP. Oh, is that annoying saying RBCP over and over again? RBCP.
RVCP, what up? This is one of your very faithful podcast listeners. Just calling to say that I really love your show. It's pretty awesome, and I pretty much think that you sabotaging the theater was hilarious, and also you social engineering the carpet color out of Blockbuster's store. That was pretty awesome, too. And I have all your downloads and stuff like that, so I just wanted to tell you that you really entertain me, and I always await your next podcast with excitement, and whenever I listen to it, I feel happy. So thanks a lot, Brad, and I hope I can hear a whole bunch of really cool stuff from you in the weeks to come. And you should probably maybe come out with podcasts like a little more often. Just a suggestion. I mean, because I eagerly waited for the next one, and it's going a little while. But anyways, thanks a lot, and hope to hear your next podcast soon. Thanks, bro.
Okay. I'm maybe drunk on the captain. I may not know what the bloody fucking hell podcasting is, but you motherfuckers better podcast this, or else I'll just end up drinking more.
Roy BCP, this is 5-5 Sadell. I've been listening to your podcast for the longest time. I've been roaming to the site from well before the podcast, just have neglected to post in the forums. Thank you so much for your work. Thank you so much for the blatant disregard for social norms and social conventions. And thank you so much for posting about it and boasting about it online. I love your work, man. Keep up the good work. PLA out, man. PLA.
PLA Radio rocks, dude. Keep it up. And also, keep up with the nice pranks. Love the cinema one. Peace.
What's up to the PLA family? My name is Zan. Just want to say I found your site off of Hectic a long time ago. Loved everything that you put on the site. Loved the changes that's happened. The podcast are just funny as hell. I love everything that's on here. I just want to tell you guys, thank you for all the entertainment.
Arby, you pop your peas on your PLA radio, man. You pop them. Why do you pop your peas? Here's a hint. Don't talk directly into the microphone. Talk at it, like, from the side. Like this. Watch, I'm saying a lot of P words, and I'm not really popping my P's. And I have a lisp. Pop, P, 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 pop, PLA. Now, if I do it on the in pointing toward the microphone, of course I'm going to pop my P's. And everything else. Pop, P's, P, pick and popper, pop, pop, pop. Anyway, you pop your P's.
Hey guys, I'm PLA. I'd just like to say, you guys, your show rocks. And I think you should join hellboundhackers.org. Everybody go there. Bye. See ya.
Hello, this is FUE Mom, one of many 13-year-olds of the anti-e-bomb community. I'd like to announce that PLA Radio will get some recognition on all the anti-e-bomb forums. They're all connected to EWS. Thank you, and good night.
This is the last message.
Charging OD on the holdie. Golden girls got me. Sweating to the holdies. Hanging out like double D. Sipping on iced tea. What's Mayor Mick G? Shake a shamrock shake, please. 3 o'clock on the dot. Time to cruise for 8th graders.
Rather tip the weather channel so that I can watch it later.
Reruns are reruns. So what's happening?
He's knocked up and right on crack again.
Deep throat, a whole natty body. Make whoopee.
Do a batch of silly putty.
Make a spam a cold gate sandwich and ate it.
Go through National Geographic and drop fairies on the media.
So I like to dance naked in front of my pets. But my cat was in attendance.
So I sent him UPS.
Play spin the bottle with my mom. I want jobs with no hands on.
Cross the board of views, nothing going on. Later than the Pope, playing the Walter King Kong. Fucking out like tourist metal ties. Better than the parents of a party of five. Luciano Pavarotti on a treadmill. Not going nowhere, slim chance we will. Let's hit the Bo Jackson. Born like one, dick around like Reagan goes to Hollywood.
Just sit around and wait for Miles White to activate stalemate, jailbait, in my so-called life imprisonment. Amazing what a good breakfast pickles make, isn't it?
I like to pretend I'm speed reading.
Never lose a sight of the thrill season. Don't need a shower today, just some brutal
fabric.
Smell the ass on my jeans,
clean will do another day.
And I recycle,
I scoop our own farts.
I dial the wrong number, hope a conversation starts. I mean, I might as well
be listening to Journey.
Giving myself a mullet,
hook the phobia to the Kirby.
Make a prank call, pretending I'm a mod.
Get stuck in traffic just to pass the time.
Send a letter in the mail,
in brown,
to Johnny Quest. Send me back my head's dead.
Cross the board of views, nothing going on. Later than the Pope, playing the Walter King Kong. Fucking out like tourist metal ties. Better than the parents of a party of five. Luciano Pavarotti on a treadmill. Not going nowhere, slim chance we will. Let's hit the Bo Jackson. Born like one, dick around like Reagan goes to Hollywood. Tidy whitey and I'm smuggling plums.
When you wanna come,
I'm mighty tidy whitey and I'm smuggling plums.
When you wanna come,
I'm mighty tidy whitey and I'm smuggling plums.
When you wanna come,
I'm mighty tidy whitey and I'm smuggling plums.
When you wanna come.
Oh my god, hacks, what it is, motherfuckers?
Oh shit, here comes Pac-Man.
Hey Pac-Man, what's up?
Phone rates are you bitches? I'm Screwy Ma Bell. Want a free call?
No, Pac-Man. Freaking is bad.
Nope. Can't help you, man.
Pussies!
Thank you for using AT&T.
No, thank you!